Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It was an interesting story, and it was announced in the news today that there were new rent rules. Landlords are now being faced with increasing fines for breaking the rules, and an eviction ban will not apply to half of all tenancies, according to the opposition. The Housing Minister, James Brown, has said that he was engaging with the Attorney General on what level of fines can be imposed by a landlord for breaking the eviction rules. Now, the government has announced that these new rules will be implemented on the 1st of March 2026. The rules include all rents for existing tenants will fall under the rent pressure zone capping scheme right across the whole country, by the way, not just zones, with no more than 2% increase or inflation, whichever is lower. The only exemption for this will be new bills, which will be exempt from the 2% cap. This is the problem, of course. Now, Brown has also suggested that increasing the housing supply is the only real solution to lowering rents and ending homelessness. On the opposition, the Social Democrats TD Rory Ahern has warned that changes will lead to increased costs and incentivise evictions. He has stated that renters will pay for the government policy failures, and he has said that the no-fault eviction ban will not apply to at least half of all tenancies. In other words, new bills. This got me thinking about how, you know, a few years ago there was nearly 38 million, I think, was owed to Dublin City Council at one stage in rent arrears. Now, that's just one council. That, you know, you've got Fingal and you've got all the other housing areas. And then, of course, you've got Cork and Limerick and Galway and all the different councils across the country and how much money is owed them. It runs into hundreds of millions is owed in back rent. People just don't pay. And now, with the new rules that'll be implemented next March, small landlords, which is landlords that own up to three properties, will not fall under the no-fault eviction ban and will still be allowed to evict under limited cases. The no-fault eviction ban will only apply to landlords who have four or more properties. But, should you be able to evict somebody from a council house? People don't get evicted generally from council houses. They never, unless it's unruly behaviour, which even then they don't. It takes ages. And then you've got so many mortgages in this country. Thousands and thousands of mortgages are in distress. With people owing more than 3 to 4 months in arrears and they don't get evicted. In this country, it's really, really hard for a bank to take back a house off a person. It can take years, absolutely years, because of the ruling by Judge Elizabeth Dunn back in 2011 or 12, I think it was. And even then, when they get you into court, they have to give you another 6 months to come up with a plan. So the judge will say that, he'll adjourn it for 6 months. So that will all have to change. We have to go back, I suppose, the experts and the economists will suggest we have to go back to the way it was. Any other country in the world, if you didn't pay your rent or didn't pay your mortgage, you'd be out in 2 months. But in Ireland, you won't. You can go in and you can rent somewhere, not pay your landlord for 6 to 12 months, and you're going to be protected by the PRTB, probably. They'll find it very difficult to get a person out. And I know it's happened to many, many landlords. The same with banks. They find it difficult to evict people. You can have a family home, have a mortgage, not pay your mortgage for years, and the bank will find it difficult to get you out, even if you don't pay the minimum amount. But I want to know if you think that's good. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I mean, our evictions, to get us back on track again, if we want to get everything right, our evictions are a necessary evil. After all, you do sign up with a landlord to pay the rent every month. You do sign a contract with a bank when you get a mortgage to pay them back every month. You can call them robbers and thieves if you want to, but that's all well and good. You've signed a contract. You know what you're getting into when you borrow the 400,000 or whatever it is that you borrow. You know what you're getting into the day you sign that piece of paper in your solicitor's office. So at some point, if you don't pay, you are going to be out of the house, but it takes an awful long time. Is that fair on the banks? Is it fair on the landlords? Because if we don't protect the landlords and the banks as well, even though you hate them, if we don't protect them, well, then we're not going to have a system anymore, because who's going to want to invest in property and build properties in Ireland? Who got banks are going to want to give out money when they know they're not probably going to be able to get the money back off you if you don't pay? So it'll get written off in a court somewhere. So we have to talk seriously about evictions and going back to that point in time back in 2006 where we did actually evict people from their houses when they didn't pay their rent or didn't pay their mortgages. Or should we never go back there again? Let me know what you think. Are evictions a necessary evil? The number, as usual, you can contact us is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And let us know what you think. Let me go to Danielle first, if I can. Danielle, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. You got my name right. Woohoo.
Woohoo. I only ever got it wrong once. That was about 2 years ago, Danielle.
That's true. I still remember that, though.
You don't hold it against me forever. Like, geez, you're like a bad wife.
I'm a thin in the Irish smile.
Danielle, I mean, it's a sad sight to see any family, particularly if they have kids being put out of their, you know, on the street, essentially. But is it necessary? I mean, is it a necessary evil?
It is. Mm. So it is, I think, because you can't have a person not paying rent or their mortgage. It's not fair to the landlord or to the banks, as you just said. But then you've got the people that struggle to pay their rent, and I know there's help there for them. What does a landlord do if a tenant isn't paying? They have the place in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck, you know, and it's not right morally either.
Well, it's not morally right not to pay.
Not to pay your rent, you know. Mm. You've signed a contract, you've made a deal. And no wonder we have a housing crisis. Like, the country's in a mess.
Oh, it is a mess, more than ever.
You know, and we have all these extra people in the country. I'll be nice about it. And, you know, what do we do? Mm. We're stuck in a rut, really, I think.
But what does it achieve? Let me take the counter-argument and ask you, what does it achieve? Say Johnny and Mary, you know, and their two kids have a three-bed house, and Johnny loses his job, and, you know, they're on the dole or whatever. You know, they don't have much money, and they haven't paid their mortgage in 6 months. And the bank says, well, look, can you pay interest only £1,000 even? And they go, no, we can't. We can't afford it. And MABS are involved because MABS, you know, people contact MABS. But, yeah, you know, you still have to, even when MABS are involved, they still have to cut a deal for you. You still have to pay something. But they just can't afford to pay it. So what happens then? Do you just chuck them out on the street and say, sorry, you got to go on the housing list, sorry?
That just creates more problems then. But the banks will lose out as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know they're... they've been mean in the past, but what do you do?
Yeah, but let's not feel too sorry for the banks. You know what I mean? They're making plenty of money.
No, I'm not. No. Yeah, exactly. But technically, they signed a contract for the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to see any child or homeless or anything, but what do you do? You know, there has to be an answer somewhere.
Should there be intervention by the government where the government says, sorry? Well, we did during COVID, for example. We had eviction bans. Yeah. Should there be eviction bans while we have a housing crisis? Because realistically, if we chuck that family out, where are they going to live? Because you can't rent anywhere at the moment. You just can't get rent. You know, like I've been looking on Daft there just because I was talking about the rent caps yesterday. You know, and in certain parts of Dublin, you're lucky to get one house up for rent or one apartment up for rent. There's nothing going. The same with buying a house. No. New house is built.
Yeah.
300 people turn up to see the one house. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So, like, that's just the way it is now.
But it is. And the government's like, they're not going to meet the quota for the housing. They can keep building houses till the cows come home, and they still won't solve the problem.
No, but they're not. This housing crisis, based on what the government are doing currently at the moment, is not going to be solved in the next 20 years.
No, agreed. But I don't know. What do you do, you know? I don't know is my answer.
Yeah, I don't like to hear of people being chucked out of their house and living on the streets. Well, most people. Some people probably deserve
not.
It.
You know, I have sympathy for them, but the line has to be drawn somewhere in the sand.
Mm. So how long do you wait? If you're a bank and somebody hasn't paid their mortgage, how long do you wait? 2 years? 3 years? 4 years? How long do you wait?
20 years. I know.
You know what I mean?
Can you see why I'm conflicted here?
I know, I can see. I'm conflicted too. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, it's easy to say let's go back to the way it was, because what happens is if you evict somebody, the house goes back up in the market, somebody else is going to rent it, so somebody else gets to use that property. It's kind of vicious
circle.
Exactly.
And what happens to the people?
But they have to rely on the state to find them somewhere to live.
Yeah.
That's just
and
what
you
happens.
Could be waiting 20, you could be waiting 10, 15 years for that as well.
Well, they'll go on the HAP scheme in the interim, I imagine.
Yeah. It's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want anyone to get thrown out of the house.
Well, here's the problem. If we don't allow banks and landlords to evict people, you know, in a timely manner, which timely manner used to be 2 months, now it's kind of, it can be years, right? But if you don't allow it, what we're doing is discouraging banks to give mortgages or reasonably priced mortgages. We're also discouraging landlords to be in the market of renting houses. Do you understand what I'm saying? So why would anybody want to invest in houses to rent, you know, when yeah. you can't get people out of the pen.
No, that's it. And it takes years. Like, I do know of a person who hadn't paid the rent for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She finally got chucked out, like, of the house.
And was that a private landlord or the council?
Private landlord, but she's getting HAP.
Yeah.
And she wasn't paying the rent, like, so... And the same person also did that with a council house as well. She left her kids, their teenage sons and everything, in the house alone.
Right.
And left. Mm-hmm.
Wow. 30, yeah. Well, currently Dublin City Council, and that's only one council area. You know, you've got Dudley Ratdown, and you've got all the other areas, and you've got all the areas across the country. Currently, they're owed 38 million in arrears.
What?
That's just one council area. There are people who haven't paid their council rent in years. Years.
That's cheap.
Oh, it is cheap. Of course it's cheap, yeah.
It's not dear. It's not like private rent, because I private rent myself, like...
So what should the council chuck them out?
I don't know.
What happens? See, really, what happens then? Johnny and Mary, who are skint and are on the dole or whatever it is, and the council say, you haven't paid your rent, you know, you're getting chucked out. Even though the rent is probably only 30 quid a week or something.
What do you do with them then, you know, if they chuck them out of the house? Why I'm so conflicted on this?
Yeah, I know. It's the kids I feel sorry for. Stay there, Danielle. Let me just go to, who was I to go to first? Owen. Hi, Owen. How are you doing?
Hi, Niall. How's it going, boy?
Good, Owen. Owen, it's a tricky question because there's two answers to it and both have their problems.
Well, Niall, you see, the scenario that you've been putting forward there of the hard-pressed family isn't your typical eviction, right?
Mm.
It might, in my experience, and we've had a fair few rented houses around here that cause terrible problems. It's houses taken over and the landlords are lazy or unscrupulous or they won't communicate with the neighbours and they have vile antisocial behaviour going on and they don't respond to the neighbours. We had it there up in Sarsfields Road in Eagle Valley where neighbours were spending 2 years trying dealing with the landlord and it eventually went to the RTB. And every resident in the estate was awarded €20,000 each by the RTB due to the level of antisocial behaviour carrying on out of there, like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, or you can Google it, it'll come up.
Yeah.
And now you can also Google Ireland's worst landlord, and I have no sympathy whatsoever for that person.
Yeah, don't mention any names, all right.
I won't. But I think it was the courts described them as such as well too.
To be fair, Owen, not every landlord is a bad person.
99% of them.
Would you stop out that?
Normal one. People.
Oh yeah, normal people. Yeah, normal people. Okay.
Normal people, like, you know, yeah. Your figure is there. You got to remember that the council in every area is the biggest landlord. It's the exact same here in Cork. And a politician only mentioned this several recently. If you drive around any estate in Cork, you'll see boarded up houses that are there for years and nobody's moving in and it's in the midst of a housing crisis and they're not collecting the rent properly. They're not using the house stock properly. They're not maintaining them properly. And they have a mismanagement team rather than a management team. And if they were doing it properly, I sincerely believe at least 5% of the housing stock would increase because they'd have money to buy more houses or build more houses or to be houses actually occupied instead of boarded.
I spoke about 5 years ago to a girl who was on the air and she was working in the council. And her job was basically to take the phone calls from people who had problems with their house, their council house. You know, their door was breaking, their window was broke, their back door wouldn't open, light bulbs were gone, whatever, right? Maintenance division. And she said, there are people who ring us up and we can see, you know, I think what she's alluded to is they can see on the screen how much rent they owe, right? Before they even, you know, ask for anything. Because they come up on
the
system.
What's a scam?
Now, but hold on. But hang on. She says, so they'll ring up and they'll say, my door is broke, I need a new lock, right? And even though they might owe 3 years' rent, they haven't paid the rent in 3 years, they still have to maintain that house by law. So the council will still send somebody out free of charge to fix that house, even though the renter and the people in it haven't paid their rent in years.
And wait for the other end of the scam, Neil. When the repairman shows up, they'll refuse an entry saying it's a time that doesn't suit them, and they'll tell the girl on the phone they're on rent strike because the house isn't maintained properly. They're age-old scams right across the country as regards socials, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, but she had a guy on one night who was working in the maintenance division, and he was called out one night to change a light bulb. Change a light bulb?
What? Yeah.
Who can't change a light bulb? Stand up on a stool and change the bulb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's taxpayers' money, you know?
It is. Hmm? And that's why the councils want the housing associations to take over social housing. They don't want to be involved in it anymore because they can't evict problem tenants, whereas the housing associations can. And social tenants
don't. But here's the thing. They rarely ever evict anybody. Hardly anybody's ever. The only time people generally will get evicted is because of antisocial behaviour. And it has to be pretty bad. And then here's the problem, Owen. So let's say, you know, Johnny and Mary and their kids are, you know, going to run a rampage around the housing estate, breaking into houses all night and having wild parties and all sorts.
Whatever,
right? And the neighbours all complain about antisocial behaviour. So the council move in, or the housing agency moves in and says, right, we're chucking yous out. So they're there. What happens to them? They go back on the housing list. They have to be moved somewhere. So they move into another estate.
To get another free house.
Oh, yeah, in another housing estate where they cause the same family problems. Yeah.
Okay,
so the question, Owen, is, leaving aside the head cases right, of society, when people can't pay their rent or pay their mortgage, be it private or a mortgage to a bank, you know, how long do you wait before you say enough is enough? We know you've lost your job, that's really sad and everything else, but enough is enough and we have to kick you out of the house. How long do you wait?
Well, with the rent between the RAS and the HAP schemes, I don't believe that there's anyone not getting money off the government to help pay the rent within 2 months. Like, the HAP is a disaster.
Okay, so when it's council house, you're saying 2 months. Okay, what about private landlord, people who are paying the rent themselves?
That's a private landlord.
No, I know that. Yeah, but what about people?
3 months. Okay. 3 months. If somebody hasn't paid in 3 months, go straight up the circuit court steps or the high court steps and get it over the line. Because if you're dealing with somebody like that, you can be guaranteed you're kicking the S1.
Okay, final scenario, right? Johnny and Mary, two kids. They have a mortgage, 1,700 quid a month, because that's what mortgages cost these days. And Johnny loses his job. They've no money. They've been on to the bank. The bank says, look, it's not a lot we can do. We can give you interest only for 6 months, maybe, but that's still 1,100 quid. And they say, well, we don't have 1,100 quid. And they go, and so what? How long does the bank wait to chuck them out?
I think the current system is ridiculous, but I think there's 2 years. I actually believe it's, you know, without somebody breaking their back or being seriously ill with cancer or something, obviously those people should get more. But if people are working age and fit and capable of doing it, it's an actual achievement to be unemployed at the moment, and they're scammers, and they should get no more than 2 years for the sake of the children.
2 years. Okay, stay there for a second. All right, let's go to John. John, hi, how are you doing? Same question to you, John. How long do you wait before you evict somebody? Or can you, or should you ever?
Well, the word eviction, like, has a bad taste in the Irish palate, going back to the famine times and whatever, right, for the landlords and taking roofs off.
Yeah, the bailiffs would be sent.
Yeah, there's bad taste, like, but I mean, the thing is, you can't have zero evictions policy because it just wouldn't work. Nobody would pay anything.
Well, some of the socialist parties and opposition parties would love that. That's what they want.
Well, the money's clowns.
Thanks,
but the thing is that, look, if you, there's a friend of mine there, and I'll get to that in a sec, but I mean, like, if you run a business in the morning, you're in town, like, and you have a problem with shoplifters, and then you decide, you know, this is getting out of hand, all you know what I'll do? I'd put a sign up in the front window saying, shoplifters welcome, no prosecutions. How long would your business last, like? So it's the same. If you got a property, right, and you got a loan for it, right, it's probably for your pension and down along the line for your kids maybe going to college, whatever. It's your house. It's not belong to some asshole like you mean that decided he'll come in and all of a sudden he'll stop paying fucking rent, you know. And, oh, you can do what you fucking like. No, there's a friend of mine he was caught once, and it happened again. And he said, not this time. I'm not going through the illegal end of it. So what he done? He went around to the door, knocked at the door. I said, I'm giving you one last chance now to pay what you owe. There was thousands involved at the station, all right? Yeah, but he was told to F off, right? So what he done? He recruited some guys that, let's put it this way, now, they wouldn't be out of character, like, I mean, breaking your jaw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And
violence is not the answer either, but go on. Yeah, I understand.
No, but 3 o'clock in the morning, anyway, they had changed the locks on the door. The scumbags that were in the house not paying the rent. They bust in the door. They went in. They were inside in bed. They dragged them out of bed. They got them to collect all the tools and anything they had. They smashed their mobile phones away. They couldn't ring the cops and say they were being assaulted. Right? They threw them out on the side of the road, and they were told, do not contact the cops. Do not try and come back here again, because if you do, we won't kill you. We will put you in wheelchairs and nappies.
Okay. Now, I know. I want to be clear. I don't condone violence, but I can understand why somebody would be in a position to want to do something like that. Yeah. But you shouldn't do that, obviously. There is a legal route. Yeah, I know. But the legal route is a problem. The legal route is a problem. I know.
It goes on forever, Neil. I mean, the man was caught once, and he said he wasn't going to go through that shit again. He'd get a respect done from it. So he got these guys that he knew, and they were sorted, and they were never seen again, right? Now, the thing is that, look, it's the same to local authority. Yeah. You're given a chance. If there's somebody over the walk who gets sick or whatever, you will approach them, the same in the private. You must approach the financial institutions if something has happened in the household, right? Same with the council. You say, look, so-and-so is out of work or whatever, got sick, whatever. Can we make some arrangements if their sons and daughters walking down the house or the mother's walking? Some agreements have to be done. And if you don't engage with the council, if you just tell the council basically, and by telling the council that to fuck off, you're telling us all to fuck off, because it's taxpayers' money build all these houses, they're local authority houses. And if you don't engage, you get fucked up on the side of the road, build a concentration camp and put them all in there.
John, obviously I don't agree with your methods, but in saying that, okay, let's be real about this. So let's say the council, you know, somebody tells the council, get lost, I'm not paying the rent anymore, okay? Or they just don't engage, and it goes on for years. And it does, by the way. There are people renting in council housing that hasn't paid the rent in 5 years. Yeah. And you turn around to them and say, right, that's it, you're going out next Friday, you're being evicted, unless you pay your rent. And they say, oh, we don't have the money to pay back all that money. Okay, out on the street. So what happens then? They sign up on the housing list because they're homeless, and they're back to square one, and at some point the council will provide them with housing or accommodation or HAP. Because you can't leave somebody on the street. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't achieve it. Now, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. Not about the concentration camp, obviously. But I agree with you. But it doesn't achieve anything because they're back out again. The same when somebody, as I said to Omen, somebody's chucked out for antisocial behaviour, or a family are chucked out for antisocial behaviour. They just move somewhere else.
They've got a place in Holland, and it's called Scum City, where they get all the antisocial scumbags, and they put them all there, and they're trying to rehabilitate them. And then when they're there for a certain amount of time, some of them cop on, some people never cop on, obviously. And they re-engage them then, and they get into what would be
Scums, I've never heard of that. Scum City.
Scum City. They put them all in together. And then those that want to reform, they give them a chance and they put them back
into what. And you know what? In theory, that sounds great, but what about young kids? You don't want to raise your young child. You raise your young child in a place like Scum City, which I can only imagine what it's like. Your child will just end up just like you.
If you don't pay your rent, basically you don't give a fuck about your children, whether you're in a private accommodation or council, because you're the one put your kids out on the side of the road, not me, not anyone else. You done it. You decided to bother your bollocks paying your rent while you were down the pub or up in the betting office or going off to send the fucking panzer for your holliers, and you didn't give a shit about your kids. So as you put them out on the side of the road, you did that.
Okay, let's go to the banks then. So, you know, you've got a mortgage, husband loses his job, whatever, right? Although, in fairness, Owen is right. I mean, you can't walk down the street and you'd be offered a job in this country at the moment. Anyway, if the husband loses his good job, where he has good pay, and they can't afford the 1,600 quid or the 1,700 quid for the mortgage anymore, how long should the bank have to wait before they turf you out?
Well, what you do, you start engaging with the people then, like, and the government stepped in then and make up the shortfall or whatever. That should be there. But if you make no effort at all to engage, right, I will give you 1 month and then fuck you out inside of the
room. 1 month?
1 month. That's all you need. How much more time do you need? Because if you get 2 months. Well, Sally, I mean, this is it. The rest of us, what's their bollocks? I mean, my mother bought the house I'm living in, you know, and she fucking, you know, it took.
Try and watch the language there, John, will you? Try and watch the language. I know it's after 9 o'clock, but you know yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the thing sure. Everybody, I'm sure, we're all adults. But the whole thing about it is that, you have to engage. I mean, if you ignore what it's a local council, or you won't engage with the bank. Do you think you won't put an earthquake in for a free house? I know there's a lot of shit going on at the moment with all the guns coming in here and they're getting free accommodation, whatever.
But here's the thing. So let's say we go by your standard of 1 month, which it is in some countries, by the way. If you go to the UK and get a mortgage and don't pay it, 1 month, they're on top of you like a ton of bricks. You'd be out of the house in 2 or 3 months. So so you can't pay your mortgage. You've got two kids, you got a wife.
America, yeah.
And then the bank move in, you know, for a foreclosure. You're right, own, like America, for foreclosure, short sale, what they call a short sale foreclosure. Yeah. Chuck you out of the house. All that's going to happen is you then go onto the housing list, and then it's going to cost the taxpayer money to house you. So there's a cash 22. Is the government going to pay anyway?
There should be some effort in, like, I mean, to help. If you're genuine, like, and there's a sickness there or something or whatever. The thing is, the government, which is us again, the taxpayer, because the government don't have money. Like, they have all money. And what you
That's
call
right.
it, it's been,
yeah.
it's you, it's used in, like, I mean, to help genuine people, something like that, and they get back on their feet. Right?
Yeah, so, by the way, somebody like says... Hang on. Just somebody in relation, text in relation to what John has said. I'd hate to see that lad as a landlord. He says Article 43 of the Constitution. Now, I'm assuming he's talking about Article 43. I can't remember exactly which it is, but it does say that you're entitled to shelter. It doesn't say you're entitled to a house, by the way. It just says you're entitled to shelter. They did try to change the Constitution. Sorry, Owen, say something.
But there's a good point in there, Niall, right? And the point is that there's a lot of people out there and their attitude is the government have lots of money or when they're robbing the government and they don't understand. The Irish government doesn't have a treasury. We weren't colonizers. We don't have loads of gold bullion robbed in India and diamonds and all that.
The French got their gold back, didn't they, from America eventually?
Yeah, I mean, they have gold mines in Guyana and they have no gold mines in France, but they have the most bullion in the world, right?
That's because they got it all back from Fort Knox, didn't they, from the Americans?
Yeah, but they stole it off somebody else originally, colonizers, right? Same as your man Walter Raleigh and the Armada, Spanish and all them, right? But the Irish government have none of that.
Yeah, we don't have the Rothschilds to fund us, no.
No, that the only money the Irish government have is the money they steal off the taxpayers, you and me. So when people are robbing the taxpayer, they're robbing you and me. They put their hand into their pocket and they rob us. And they take the money down to their dealer or the pub or the booking because there's no way them fellas are giving their money as charity.
Yeah, no, I understand the principle of that. But, okay, what I'll say in defense of what you're saying is that even if they are robbing the taxpayer, right, and taking money from the state and then going down to their dealer, the dealer then is going into a local pub or restaurant and spending the money. So the money goes back into the taxpayers again. It goes back into government. It is just a money go-round. Unless it's going out of the country.
Goes out to Dubai to the Kinahan so they can live in a life of luxury. There's none of that charitable money.
Yeah, sorry, John.
Going back to 1982, there was a friend of mine, he bought a new car, right? And the payments at that stage were €150 a month, which is a lot of money in 1982, right? He paid it anyway, right? But he thought he'd be a smart ass then. There was one payment left. Just one payment left now on this car. It was a Ford Fiesta car. And he decided, I won't bother paying that. And I said, Jesus, by the way, let that go. Yeah, it's only the last payment, but it's only €150. So the car costs over €5,000. I said, I know, but you've made an agreement. They won't accept that. Oh, not at all. I'll be all right. And by they went after him and they told him, if you don't pay that €150,
we'll take the car back.
We're coming out and we're repossessing the car. And he said, are you serious? I paid everything off on $5,000. He said, and I owe a lousy €150 in that. And they said, we don't care. If you don't give us that €150, we're taking the car.
But that's the way it works. You don't own the car till you pay the last payment, the same way as you don't own the house till you pay the last mortgage payment.
Yeah. You don't get a car for nothing. You don't get a house for nothing. You have to pay for shit in this world.
Okay, we'll stay there. Let me just go to Declan. Declan, getting back to evictions. Yeah, John is kind of rootless. At the end of the day, if you don't pay, you don't stay. That's the way his attitude. Is he right, Declan?
Niall, I'm not a big fan of landlords, especially slum landlords. And, you know, the pricing of rental accommodation, right, is akin to dynamic pricing now at this stage. You know, like,
yes,
you,
of course, yeah.
Just tickets. And, like, okay, if there's money owed, right, you enter into the agreement, right, and you have to pay what you agreed to. That's simple as that.
Mm.
Now, some landlords, a lot of them, the vast majority of them are politicians, by the way, right? So there's the conflict.
Well, there are a lot of politicians that are landlords, but it's not true to say the vast majority of landlords are politicians.
That's nonsense. That doesn't make sense numerically.
No, what I'm saying is it's skewed towards, it favours the landlord, because a lot of politicians in the Dáil are landlords themselves. I don't know if you know.
That's a better way of wording it. Yes, a lot of politicians are landlords, but not all landlords are politicians. But go on. So they skew it towards please do me a favor, don't be mentioning any politicians' names, landlords, because I don't know what you're going to say next. So please don't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, the more leeway you have. Can you let me speak there? Who's interrupting me there?
John. Yeah, sorry, John. Let him
John,
speak.
Would you please let me speak? Now, the more money you owe, right?
Yep.
Like, you'd have these white-collar guys, and you'd read in the paper that, they renegotiated their multi-million loan of a big mansion, you know what I mean, with the bank, and there was a write-off of whatever. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if you have the banks over a hold, you can go in and renegotiate, but the problem with a landlord, you can't. Do you get me?
Yeah, no, you owe the money, and that's
unless
it.
Unless there's
yeah.
antisocial behaviour, a landlord can't even kick you out for that.
But even with a bank, Declan, you're not really renegotiating. Because if you go into a bank or go to a bank and say, look, I lost my job, I can't afford 1,700, but I can afford 900. You're not renegotiating. All they're doing is making an arrangement for you to pay less money. But the interest goes back onto the capital sum at the end.
But have you seen the press there a couple of years back now? There's been some high profile celebrities and people that kind of, let's just say, from the leafy suburbs of Dublin. And they've renegotiated. They've got a write down off their mortgage.
I saw one in particular out in Shrewsbury Road somewhere.
I mean, and that's what we know about. The vast majority of people probably don't know about. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to landlords, like, you are, you know, you're basically held over a barrel with what you owe a landlord. And no house is worth paying €2,000 a month for, in my book.
And you're probably right, and everybody has to have somewhere to live. But if you're signing up a deal and a contract for a year, whatever, 6 months, to pay €2,000 a month, well, then you have to pay it.
Yeah, you have to pay. But my argument is this, right? It's as simple as this. If you are paying €2,000 to the landlord, right, privately for 3 years, and you go to the bank and you ask the bank for a loan to get a mortgage, that will not stand.
Yeah, and it should. No, it should stand.
And it should.
I think one or two of the banks now do actually take it into consideration, by the way. I think there is one or two of the banks that do. I think the PSB or Permanent TSB do. I'm not too sure. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think one or two of the banks do take it into consideration if you've been paying rent and paying on time, etc., etc. And they should, by the way. They should. That's a fair point to make. Sorry, Owen, you want to say something to Declan there? Quickly, go on.
I am, yeah. But he's mistaken there. Because when you go for a mortgage, and I had great difficulty getting a mortgage myself, but they go over all your income, they go over all your bank statements, and when you are paying money out every month for rent, they take that into consideration.
Not all of them, Owen.
Well, most of them, certainly the EBS does anyway, and the AIB does, and Trustee Savings Bank do, and they take it into account under the title of expenses paid and ability to pay, and that if you've fulfilled your contract for 3 years, you're going out to your bank every month, you have your lease registration from the RTB to prove that that's what it's going for, it's not going to Paddy Powers. They take that into consideration, and they don't like Paddy Power on your bank statements.
Well, I know, I'm well aware of that, or the National Lottery, or any other form of gambling. But Declan, just in relation to evictions, so let's say Johnny and Mary, Johnny loses his job, they don't have the money anymore, they're on welfare, can't pay the 1,700 mortgage. The bank says, look, if you can pay 1,100, interest only even, No, can't afford that either. How long before the bank turns around and says, sorry, you're out in the street? How long, Jacqueline?
Well, the problem is, right, they do end up going out in the street, then the taxpayer picks up the bill for emergency accommodation, right? They go into a hotel, and the hotel has an agreement with the council, full rack rate, no discount, right, which is bananas, right? I know a hotel in Limerick that has...
Oh, they're paying more. The hotels are getting more people, money from the state.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically it costs the taxpayer more money because just say the hotel is €160 a night per room, right? Multiply that by 7, multiply that by 52 weeks of the year. Yeah. I mean, there's people in hotels here in Ireland, like for the last 3 years. Right? Do you know what I mean?
I know, but that's not the bank's fault. Okay, but hang on, Declan. I understand, and that was the point I made earlier on to John, when you chuck them out, they have to find somewhere to live, right? But and the taxpayer will pick up the tab. But that's not the bank's fault. So if AIB own the mortgage and they're not paying it, AIB want their money back. And they're in breach of a contract. So now Judge Elizabeth Dunn did, you know, obviously put a hold on all of that. And at this moment in time, it's really hard for a bank to get a family out of a house. Really hard. It takes years, right? But should we go back, Declan, to the way it was before Elizabeth Dunn made that ruling back in 2012 and say, sorry, if you don't pay your mortgage within 3 months, you're out?
No, we shouldn't, because your home is a sanctuary, not just yourself.
Well, it's not your home. It's not yours. You haven't paid for it.
Well, I know it's not. Look, it's like that. You know, you take out a loan on a car. Unless the full and final settlement is paid, you don't own it.
You're essentially renting it. Yeah,
you can't claim rights to it. But what I'm saying is, for the protection of children, I'm talking about it. You know, like the family units, like.
But then what's the point, Declan? John gave a good analogy earlier on. If you own a shop and you put a sign up saying nobody will be prosecuted for shoplifting, well, then sure, all you're doing is asking people to shoplift. Same way as if a bank has no ability to repossess and chuck people out on the street, well, then it's just open opportunity for people to basically turn around and not pay their mortgage anymore.
Yeah, but it would be more economical for the taxpayer to step in then, right, and pay the whatever the balance is that the couple can't afford, because it will cost us more to house them in a hotel per night than it would to make the shortfall. That's my argument. And we should apparently we have billions from Apple. You know what I mean?
But that wasn't all our money, in fairness.
Not without merit, but it's unworkable. And what the only solution to our housing crisis at the moment is we have to go back to the system of building big, huge council estates.
Yes, 100%.
There's no way that this thing whereby people don't want to live in social housing and they want to have a house in the middle of an estate, it doesn't work.
You're talking about the 20% affordable and social housing?
No, I'm talking about the notion that people feel that they can pick and choose their social housing. With the rising population that we're having, people are having babies. We have more people living in the country and they're having babies, and we need more houses. And what we're going to have to do is just build big tracts of social housing, same as we solved the problem the last time.
Yeah, but look what we did that back in the 70s, and we started building places like Ballymun and Darndale and all these places all
same
across
here the Limerick.
Same in Limerick, same in Limerick. And they ended up basically getting rid of them all because all it does is, increases antisocial behaviour. Anyway, we'll get a few more in the air. There's a few more you want to come on. Declan, I'm looking at some of the texts that are coming in. Somebody says Declan is living in some type of utopia. No, I don't, from what you said, Declan, I don't think you're living in some type of utopia. But there was a bit of whataboutery going on there. In other words, you know, what about the politicians have properties? What about the rich who get a settlement deal from a bank? You know, they're few and far between. And we can't be looking at those situations and going, look what they're doing, so I'm going to do the same.
I'll tell you what it's all about, Niall. There's one rule for one in this country and another rule for the inner circle. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
And people don't realise that, I'm 53 years on this island of Ireland, right? Mm. I've had a really good 53 years personally, right?
Good.
In every way imaginable. But at the same time, I'm a straight talker. And if I see something that is amiss, I'll call it out. And I'd prefer if somebody said that to my face as well, because you know where you stand with people. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I know you corrected that guy for cursing, but I like people who curse because they're more honest.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't, by the way, I don't mind. It's after 9 o'clock. I don't mind if people, and people have always used a bit of bad language on the show, as long as it's not just done gratuitously.
No, but you know, it irks me, right? 53 yeah. years of age, and I see the country the way it is.
I agree with you. The country's a mess. Declan, it's a disaster. The government are, you know, I don't know what their problem is. They're answering Europe than spent, this. Yeah.
In this country, there's more wastage. We should be building on wasteland, right? We should be building on green areas, right? We should be, you know, renovating old houses, getting them up.
You know, I'm not disagreeing, Declan. We're recklessly spending money in this country. Absolutely. So there was another story there yesterday, 270 or 300,000 on the front entrance to some public building, which didn't look any different to me when it was done, to be honest with you. Anyway, a new railings, a new gate and some flower beds, right? And I'm looking at this going, that's a house for somebody. Do you notice that cost? Yeah. That's a house for somebody. You know what
so
I mean?
So there's people, you know, delusional, that living in the utopia are the ones that are kind of alienated from the rest of us that don't even know the fact that butter has gone up a euro. Do you know what I mean? In the last, block of butter has been up a euro or even more in some cases.
The real cost of living for most people over the last 3 years is about 30%. But stay there for a second because I want to go to Jasmine. Yeah. Jasmine, hi, how are you?
Hi, just want to go back to what you were talking about at the start about the council houses and not paying the rent. There's this one girl, right, and she was in a council house, didn't pay her rent. There's a lot of antisocial behaviour going on, drug use, junkies, dealers, everything like that. House got absolutely smashed up. She was pulled into accommodation. She was there for ages. She was smoking drugs in the accommodation. It was like a hotel. She was there with her two kids for ages. Then she got another house in Dunfermline. And she was there for like 6 weeks, was ran out of that one as well, put into a completely different hotel, then got another house up in Tala. And she was there for about 4 weeks, and I was on TikTok today, and she's after been smashed out of that one as well.
Oh, God.
And she's going to put into a brand new house now, soon enough as well. And then there's people that are on the list for years and years that are in hotels with disabled children for years upon years.
I feel, you know what, Jasmine, I feel sorry for our kids. That's why I feel sorry.
And there's people then that take great care of their kids, haven't got the money for a house, are waiting for social housing. And they've been left there for years and not even given one chance. And then it's people like that have no respect for anything, not even themselves, that have been given them left, right and centre. And it was
So here's the question I'm going to ask you, Jasmine. I agree with everything that you're thinking in your head, right, in relation to that particular woman, if that is the case that you're telling me, right? But realistically and logically, what do we do when Mary causes huge problems in a housing estate, which you said, you know, drugs and everything else? What do you do?
Me personally, I would take the kids off her and I'd put her into a hostel with the junkies, not a homeless accommodation or even a tent in a field. Yeah, your man's right, concentration comes what we need for them.
Mm. So just take the kids off her. Basically, she's an unfit mother is what you're saying. I would agree, by the way. She is an unfit mother.
Yeah, I think one of her kids like 14 or 14 and she's doing drugs now. She'll have to do it. So like,
yeah. Well, I mean, if you're being run out of housing estates constantly all the time and you know, there's massive antisocial behaviour, you've got young kids, I think you're just an unfit parent. And you are right, the kids are probably better off in foster care.
Yeah, but then she's going to be put now into another family, like a family setting accommodation where the family's living in it, and only families. And she'll be going in over on drugs, saying absolute mad stuff around all the kids and all. I know I was in the home situation for her, that's how I know, like. And she'll be housed again before any of them.
Yeah, it is shocking. You know, honestly, because it breaks my heart even to hear you tell that story. Okay, so.
I'm not even guessing. Not even like when she got the house over in Condorcan, right? She got the grant. Obviously, everyone's entitled to the grant. I even got a grant and I got my house. Everyone's entitled to it. And
What's the grant where they give you a few quid to buy furniture and stuff like that? Yeah.
They took the child off, or the youngest child off for a while because she wouldn't buy a fridge for the child's medicine. Like, that's how bad she is. Like. And she still got a house again, like, after that.
That's just mad, isn't it?
And it's been smashed up as well.
You'd imagine the council would have a record of her. I'm sure they do. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? And you imagine the guards at that stage would get involved, or social services would get involved when it comes to the children, or Tusla would get involved. That's incredible.
It's absolutely unreal.
So in other words, what you're saying to me, sometimes evictions are necessary. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I was sick in your stomach, and I'm absolutely delighted to talk about it, because I don't think anybody's talking about it. Everyone's talking about the foreigners, to this, to that, and all. Now it's talking about the Irish people that are...
Oh, no, I know. There's Irish people out there equally as bad. Equally as bad. Yeah, the only difference is we can't deport thousands. We've nowhere to deport her to. Maybe, I don't know, Spike Island or something like that. I'd say the middle of nowhere.
I think deport Ban was right, a concentration camp, lock them all in.
I don't necessarily agree with the term and the use of the word concentration camp, but I understand the point they're making. Isolate people like that. They don't deserve to be part of society, or they just don't seem to want to be part of society. Jasmine, thanks. Let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel?
How you doing? Very quickly, John. I've got 3 minutes, John. Just getting back to what Declan was saying there.
Okay, you're talking about evictions. Mm-hmm. I was watching the news this evening with that so-called Minister for Housing that was on.
Yeah, James Brown.
What
is it, by the way, every time somebody says his name, James Brown, I feel good.
Whatever you want to call it this evening, I couldn't give a shit. Now, quite frankly, you're talking about evictions there. The fact of the matter is, you have a government there, a self-elected government there, who is now going to charge people their rent according to inflation, which is going to cause even more homelessness in this country. We have 16,000 people, men, women, and Irish men.
To be fair, they're getting rid of rent pressure zones, and the whole country will be a pressure zone. And the rent increases will be no more than 2% or inflation, whichever is lower. John, listen, whichever is lower. Now, that won't count for new builds, but it will count for...
The fact of the matter is, let's look at this as in a calm way tonight. The fact of the matter is, you have over 14,000 people, Irish men, women and children, that are homeless in this country today. And you have a so-called self-elected government today saying that they are going, for new people that are going to take up tenancies, that they are going to charge them their rent according to inflation.
If
inflation's through the roof...
I think you're picking it all up wrong. It's in relation to the increases in the rent. The landlord can't increase the rent more than 2% or at the rate of inflation, whichever is lower.
Somebody who's already in it. Talking about somebody who's already... in accommodation now, or has been in accommodation for many years.
Yeah.
We're talking about new builds. We're talking about a minister there tonight. So
yeah, they want to remove it from new builds. The reason they're saying it for new builds is because they want to encourage investment and people to build more houses and accommodation.
Niall, here's the point. I sound like Steve for a minute there, but Niall, here's the point. What's going to happen is we are now plumbing ourselves to fucking builders.
And investors.
Instead of the Irish people.
Mm-hmm. It's quite clear the government are incapable of fixing the housing crisis. So what they're doing is passing the buck over to investors to come into this country and build lots of apartments.
Niall, somebody raised the point earlier on. This country built council housing Sean Lamass built council housing in this country.
Back in the 1960s
and 70s,
Ireland
can build its own houses again. It doesn't need investors.
All right, well, look, I unfortunately, I've run out of time, John. That was in the 1970s when we only had a population of 2 million people. A bit of a difference. We're now, you know, we've never been in the situation we're in at the moment, which is worth thousands, you know, at least 100,000 houses short of what we actually need. And that's not going to happen overnight. And that number is growing every day as according to more people come into the country, which is also part of the problem that we need to deal with too, but it's the elephant in the room that nobody talks about.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.